Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hitting the road.
It's a weekend getaway. We do it every year on Memorial Day.
Closing in on consensus.
The deal would cap federal spending for the next 2 years.
Reprimand after 10-year-old rape victim's abortion.
It's incredibly important to understand the real-world impacts of the laws.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's being billed as one of the busiest travel days in years, with millions jamming the nation's airports and highways. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
AAA predicts a record number of Americans, more than 42 million, will be on the nation's highways and byways this Memorial Day weekend. Here along I-85 in Salisbury, North Carolina, Andrew Bryce told me he feels driving is more stressful than ever.
I have to always dodge different things on the road, and I pray that the roads become more safe.
Much of the long holiday weekend will be a washout across much of the southeast as a slow-moving coastal storm spins just offshore. It's a busy morning at the nation's airports. CBS's Chris Van Cleves at Chicago's O'Hare.
Packed airports that could be even busier today.
It feels good to travel again after a few years of staying home.
Annette Richmond got to the airport more than 3 hours before her flight, taking no chances with her big Memorial Day European cruise.
Delays, mix up with flights, anything with the cruise.
Tim Lalayem is just trying to take whatever the summer rush brings in stride.
Airport's never fun, but destination is.
Members of Congress are headed home for the holiday. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us negotiators are said to be making progress on the debt ceiling talks.
New signs a deal could be close at hand after another late night for negotiators.
We've been talking to the White House all day. We're going back and forth.
Sources familiar with the talks say the deal under discussion would cap overall federal spending levels for the next 2 years. Military and veterans funding would increase slightly next year, while domestic spending would dip slightly or remain flat.
New trouble for Texas State Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's been embroiled in scandal for months.
A Republican-led investigative committee unanimously recommended the impeachment, committee chair Andrew Murr.
The chair moves that the committee adopt the articles of impeachment against Warren Kenneth Paxton, Attorney General of the state of Texas.
Investigators revealed Wednesday Paxton may have committed at least three felonies, ranging from abuse of office to bribery. Attorney Chris Hilton works in Paxton's office.
This committee, by not allowing us to be heard here today, is trying to thwart the will of the voters.
If the Texas House approves the articles, a trial would take place in the state Senate. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes will appeal his 18-year prison sentence for his role in planning the Capitol attack. CBS's Scott McFarland says it sends a message to others who were also convicted of seditious conspiracy.
This 18-year sentence for Stuart Rhodes might be the high water mark, but it sure does lay a foundation for those defendants still to come. There are hundreds more arrests still expected, even 2 years later.
Indiana's medical board has ruled a doctor who provided an abortion for a 10-year-old Ohio rape victim violated her patient's privacy by discussing the case with a reporter.
I did not release any protected health information. I complied with all patient confidentiality and HIPAA laws.
Dr. Caitlin Bernard was fined but will keep her license. Researchers have now identified a dozen key symptoms to distinguish long COVID, health problems that can last for months or years. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
People were more likely to have long COVID and more severe long COVID if they were infected with an earlier variant before Omicron. And they were more likely to have long COVID if they've been infected multiple times.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, well, you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
One of the newest auto companies has struck a deal with one of the oldest. Tesla's agreed to share EV charging stations.
This gives Ford owners far more charging options and means more income for Tesla. But Tesla CEO Elon Musk says it's about more than money.
We don't want the Tesla supercharger network to be like a walled garden. We want it to be something that is supportive of electrification.
Current Ford EVs will require an adapter. Future Ford electric vehicles will be built with Tesla-style charging ports. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A California man who spent 33 years in prison for attempted murder has been declared innocent, and the DA's office has apologized to 55-year-old Daniel Saldana.
Every day waking up knowing that you're innocent, just locked up in a cell and crying out for help and not knowing the legal system, but I just knew this day was going to come.
A New Jersey police officer who fatally shot a man in 2021 who was still on the 911 call he was making for help has been indicted on a manslaughter charge. In Mississippi, CBS's Omar Villafranca is looking into the shooting of an 11-year-old boy who had called for police.
When officers arrived, family attorney Carlos Moore said Indianola police banged on the door and ordered everyone inside the house out.
He went out of his room and went towards the living room. As soon as he got in the living room, he got shot by that same officer that told him to come out.
He didn't have anything in his hands or armed or
nothing. He had nothing.
The boy's recovering. The family wants the officer fired and charged. This weekend, many CBS News radio stations will air a documentary on a 75-year-old mystery. CBS's Stephen Portnoy looks into who killed George Polk.
Our program tells the story of a CBS News correspondent who was killed in Greece.
This is George Polk reporting from Athens.
Polk's reporting focused on the failures of Greece's government at the height of a civil war.
We now have running water only 3 hours each day.
His bound body was found floating in a bay. As Edward R. Murrow reported,
the muzzle of the gun held firmly against the base of his skull.
Author Kati Martin, who wrote a book about the Polk case, says after the murder came a cover-up.
All these people at the U.S. Embassy were more interested in thwarting the investigation than in advancing it.
The body of George Polk.
Using audio that hasn't run on the CBS radio network since it first aired in the late 1940s, the documentary highlights how this 75-year-old story has modern echoes. The Committee to Protect Journalists notes the number of media workers killed last year was up 50% from the year before. CPJ President Jody Ginsburg says globally, journalists are increasingly being depicted by the powerful in a negative light.
So that the people who are engaged with exposing wrongdoing are themselves considered unreliable. It's a deliberate tactic.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
NASCAR is looking into a hateful hack on the track.
NASCAR is investigating how a derogatory message was broadcast on the radio channel of Bubba Wallace's race team during last weekend's All-Star race. Wallace is NASCAR's only black driver in the Cup Series and had just finished the race when someone broke in with this.
Where you came from, you suck, and you're not wanted in NASCAR.
Security and racing electronics teams are looking into it, but it's not the first time Wallace has dealt with harsh feedback from fans. Many haven't been happy since he helped get the Confederate flag banned from NASCAR races in 2020. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Back to Earth for Club Pro Michael Block. A hole-in-one and unlikely 15th place finish at the PGA got him attention, but after the first round of this week's event in Texas, he's in last place. That's the roundup. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.